Another halacha about how to daven, which isn't that familiar, comes from a Mishnah and Masechtas Brachas. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says, someone who makes his tefillah kva, his tefillah is not tachanunim. Kva, tachanunim. What does this mean? So the Gemara gives two explanations. One, someone who is davening like a weight is on his shoulders that he's simply trying to get rid of, that's kva. So someone who's davening like that, his tefillah lacks the quality of tachanunim, of beseeching Hashem, which it requires. That's one shot. The second approach is that if you don't say the tefillah as if you truly need something, in true beseeching tones, then your tefillah lacks the quality of tachanunim. So those are the two pshatim. Both these approaches are brought in Shulchan Aruch. Yispal derech tachanunim kerush hamavakesh ba'pesach. Daven with a beseeching approach, with beseeching tones, like begging, like a poor man who is begging for a donation at your door. That's the Womsha. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Vishalo yire alai alav kemasa umevakesh lipatim mena. It shouldn't seem like a weight on your shoulders that you're just trying to get rid of. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even if you do phrase your language as a poor person begging for something, but if your main motivation is simply to be yoytze, your obligation to pray, just to absolve it, that's not correct. He continues to say that even if you weren't careful about this, although many Paiskim hold you are not yoytze, we maintain you are yoytze, and you don't have to daven again, but you should be very careful about it. So it's amazing to think that we might never, ever truly focus on the fact that we have to daven because we want to daven, not simply to become absolved of our obligation. Mishnah Berurah says if you daven that way, that's not the proper way to daven. And it's a different approach to tefillah, obviously. And according to many opinions, it's absolutely imperative. So this is another important thing to keep in mind as preparation to tefillah, to daven, and to make sure you're davening simply because you want to daven, you need to daven, and you need to phrase it as you need, is there something you truly need, a rush hamavakesh b'pesach, a poor person who's knocking at the door. So now let's begin understanding the first of the approaches to tefillah known as bitzur. Bitzur comes from the pasuk Batsar li ekra Hashem. When I am in pain or suffering, I cry out to Hashem. That's the lashon of bitzur, Batsar, when I am in pain. This is the most basic form of tefillah, when we cry out in need, Be'es Tzara, when it's a time of great need. This frames how tefillah needs to be davened, as we just mentioned from the Mishnah, that tefillah needs to be approached like a poor man begging at the door, where we have the most extreme need and are calling out for help. This is what sets a human apart from an animal. Once an animal's needs have been filled, when a cow has eaten its fill, it's content. It has no worries, it has no needs. But a human always worries about the future. He can never be satisfied because he understands he still needs and he'll always need what he feels what he's lacking. The greater his understanding is, the greater he feels that he's lacking. If a person's concerns are all physical, gashmius, then he has concepts of wealth. He realizes he needs his money. And even if he has some money now, who says he'll have it tomorrow? His peace of mind is transient. We see people constantly losing their money, and there's no guarantee. He worries that in a moment's time, he can find himself in a tzara. If a person is a tzaddik, he might not worry about all these physical issues, and I want money and be content that Hashem will take care of him, but he worries about something else. He worries about his own failures, his possible avarice, the lack of ability to serve Hashem properly, and so on. So every human being on this world is by definition in a position of tzara, of extreme need, and Hashem engineered it that way so that we should daven, and that's how we should daven. That's this concept of bitzur, batzar ekel Hashem, calling out to Hashem when we are in need.